Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Hey, thank you, children and Ginny and Rachel. So Ginny, here's the quiz for today. How many mitochondria are in brain cells, brain neurons? How many?
2 million.
Whoa, there we go. And that's why Ginny is now in her 10th year working with our company, her company and my company. We joined forces 10 years ago this month.
Woohoo!
So give Ginny a standing ovation. I want everybody standing and ovating.
Yay.
Woohoo. Yeah, Ginny came to me and she, you know, I wasn't getting involved in the business. It's that, you know, I had the product, a couple of products, and I thought, oh, I'll just get a distributor and I'll just continue my writing and whatever else I was doing, maybe consulting. And so when the distributor started to defraud me, Ginny said, who was an affiliate of the distributor, said, I could do better than this guy. And I said, yeah, you probably can. So she made herself a job. I mean, she just said, I can do this. Let me give it a go. And she's been awesome, as everybody knows. It is hard managing about 30 people. It is like herding cats and caterpillars. It's very difficult. And I really appreciate Ginny. And I know everybody else out there does too. It's a tough job. So thank you, Ginny.
Thank you, Carolyn. That's sweet.
You're welcome. We all appreciate you. Even Bob appreciates you.
Yay! That's the most important part.
Oh, yeah. So we know about the mitochondria in our brain. So that's why you have to keep taking REMAG. And everybody says, how much do I take? How much do I? You take as much as you can to get rid of your symptoms, because 80% of what's going on is magnesium deficiency. I know that's a vast generalization, but you know, we do get in customer service, people say, well, you know, I take too much and I'll get the laxative effect, and we're not supposed to. And it's like, you don't take it all at once. You don't even take it twice. You sip it throughout the day. I have my water glass here with some of my minerals in it. And while I'm doing the show, I'll be drinking and I'll be getting my minerals. You sip your minerals throughout the day in your drinking water, and your drinking water has sea salt in it as well. So you're taking in your minerals as if you were, you know, eating your meals and snacking, because we're not getting these minerals in our food. When I had my heart palpitations, I had to take 4 teaspoons of REMAG. And that went on for about a year and a half before I was completely cleared. And so people who tell me, well, I'm taking 2.5 teaspoons and anymore and I get the laxative effect. Well, you have to look at taking it throughout the day, maybe taking some psyllium seed powder. You can even take the psyllium seed with your minerals. Use that as your water for your minerals, and that slows things down a bit. You have to have your potassium as well to help the absorption. So there are things you can learn from customer service, and we can tell you over and over, but you have to do them. You can't just say, well, I had laxative effect one time and I'm never going to try it again. So that's our main job at customer service, is telling people just keep taking it and take more, and you'll get better and better. So there's that. Ginny, do you have any off-the-cuff testimonials before I do my next rant?
Off the cuff testimonials. Not right this second. No, just other than I think of the population of our customers doesn't have any noticeable long-term turbo cancers or any sustainable ridiculous diseases or anything like that. So I think that's a vote for going in the right direction.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because as soon as we finish our bicycle study in Colorado, I want to do a survey study, and I wonder how people feel about that. People who are listening right now in the chat, if you would be willing to fill out a survey about your experience with our formulas, because we don't know how effective our formulas are, because you can't say, well, I didn't get this and I didn't get that, and I haven't got colds and flus. When I get them, if I take enough Picosilver and Remag, et cetera, I get better, et cetera. So what you do is a survey where you ask a whole bunch of questions, and then you compare that to other surveys of people who aren't taking our formulas, and see if we have less of this or that or the other. So that's our next step. And surveys, questionnaires, all the rest of it, they form the bulk of so-called scientific information. If you look at studies on diet and whatnot, they do a diet survey. Well, what did you eat this week, if you can remember it? So anyway, that's what we'll be doing, and we'll be calling on our listeners to, I don't know what we do. I suppose we'd ask people if they'd be willing to fill out a survey and then send the survey to them by email. Right, Ginny, would you say?
Yes, I think that's probably right. Yep,
Right.
absolutely.
Right. Okay, now the rant today, kind of a last minute thing. Ginny never knows what I'm going to talk about, even though she gets a list of the topics that I might go into. But just this week, from my farmer, I find out that there are FDA agents on Maui with a group called FSMA, FSMA, the Food Safety Modernization Act. So what I figure is, they're at the end of their, tenure. With Trump coming in, they're going to have new directives and everything. So they've got their budget, and they figure, well, let's go to Maui. We'll make a vacation of this as we're terrorizing the small farmers in Maui. Because what do we need with food safety? We have a Hawaii Department of Agriculture and inspectors and people who we know personally that come to the farms and take care of things. And yet this FDA clown ship comes here, and as I said, it terrorizes everybody, thinking that, well, what are they going to do? Because Modernization Act, you know what they want? They want the farmer to have a list of all the produce that they plant, and then how many they pick. How many broccoli did you pick on such and such a day? And how did you store it? And who was the person that picked them? Our farmers, our staff, they're foreign workers, because we can't get any local people to work. They're all on food stamps. So we have foreign workers who don't speak English and don't even read and write in their native language. And they're deciding that we have to do this bureaucratic song and dance and hoopla. It's just horrible. And what happens is, small farmers who can't meet these regulations. It's all the regulations. They go bankrupt because they have to hire someone to do it. They have to get computer programs and all the rest of it. It's just so criminal what's going on. So that's my rant, and it's just horrible. And that's why I'm so focused on the farm. My parageniusfoundation.org, we're accepting donations to help support this poor farmer who constantly is being met with these crazy regulations. And it's just so important. 90% of the food eaten on Maui comes from mainland. And yet we have the best soil, the best temperature, the best weather to grow anything we want, except maybe apples, except in high country. So it's very important. And you, in your world, in your neighborhood, you watch out for your food supply. Find out where it's coming from, who your local organic farmers are, because chances are they're being bought up and not being supported to be able to afford to make and to grow you the food that you need to keep you healthy. Sickness is big business, because when people are sick from bad food, then they get on a lot of medications, and that's what makes money for big medicine and big pharma. It's horrible, but it's true. So there. Any input from you, Ginny, or anything on the chat?
I think you're absolutely right. They're going to tie up small farmers, organic farmers, regenerative farmers in layers and layers and layers of bureaucracy to the degree that they can until what's his face gets in there. I'm talking about Jay Bhattacharya. No, he's in the NIH. Well, whoever's in there and make them stop. It's ridiculous.
I think Trump is saying for every one new rule or layer level of bureaucracy, you have to remove 10, which tells you how many there are floating around ridiculously. See, when I've worked with people who have this bureaucratic mindset, it's like someone asks them a question, and you'll get this a tech support or whatever. You get asked a question, you'll say, "Well, what about this and that?" You'll never give them an answer. You want more information. "Oh, you haven't done this right. Well, come back when you have this piece of paper." So they're really skilled at putting people off, not allowing the flow of information or of any progress of anything. It's just like Ginny said, tying things up in layers of bureaucracy. And that's why I try to be so independent. Just I do everything myself, because I'm not going to wait for the government to help us out. I'm just going to do it myself. So there.
So there.
Now, so there. We got a couple couple questions today. We're getting more and more questions that are too medical, too individual. These are questions you can phone in customer service and get attention. But I'm not going to take up radio time on a very specific medical question. First of all, because we can't be your doctor in customer service, we're not going to be your doctor either. We can't have the FDA coming after us and shut us down. What you have to know about our formulas is everybody can take them in whatever state or condition you have, whatever drugs you're on. There are four what is it, disclaimers or four contraindications to taking magnesium, and you can read about them in my Magnesium Miracle book. The one thing that is really helped by magnesium, especially our Remag, is chronic constipation. That's one of our questions. And this Nancy is saying, any guidance you provide, can you provide on using magnesium for chronic constipation will be appreciated. It's been my husband's lifelong issue. And this discovery of magnesium from our reading and research has been very helpful. Magnesium oxide is used as a laxative, but it's only 4% absorbed. Magnesium citrate is a better choice for both absorption and constipation. Thank you for any guidance you provide. So, what we have with REMAG is something that's probably 99% absorbed. And therefore, it's not a laxative. It doesn't run through your intestines, pull water in after it, and flush out in diarrhea. What REMAG does is it helps relax the intestinal muscles so that they work properly, creating the peristaltic effect that pushes the contents of the intestines along to their final exit. And we hear this constantly that people who were perhaps taking the REMAG for heart palpitations or leg cramps or headaches or migraines, whatever, then they'll say, oh my gosh, you know, my constipation cleared up. I don't have to take this or that or the other thing anymore because it makes your body work properly. So that's what you need, not the magnesium oxide or magnesium citrate. It's REMAG. And you can call customer service for dosing, but I've already said that you have to take it through the day. Most people are on about 2 teaspoons a day. I always mention I was on 4 teaspoons. Now I only need 1.5 teaspoons a day, and everything is copacetic. Someone is asking, I use a nebulizer, typically with colloidal silver for my lungs. I heard that you say we can nebulize minerals. If so, which ones? Also, if picosilver is among them, my guess is that it would be preferred to colloidal silver because of its pico size. Might that be right? Yes, that's true. The people who've used the other silvers, even the really good silvers, the practitioners especially say that when they move to our pico silver, they get much better results because it's so well absorbed. And I think the only ones so far that we're talking about nebulizing are pico silver, and it can be nebulized straight, and REMAG. And with REMAG, I dilute it either with pico silver or with saline, half and half. I have tried the Pico Zinc Plus in a neti pot, and that just burned. So I think I wouldn't use zinc in a nebulizer. So Ginny, have you had any other feedback about people nebulizing our minerals?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I can say, I thought I already said this testimony, but I'm going to say it again because it's really good. My chiropractor, who I actually had to boycott because he refused to carry our products and I got so mad at him, but he was a standard
Process.
process and he was just married to that stuff. Well, I got so mad at him, like I said, he wouldn't even carry the REMAG balm. And I didn't go to him for like 2 years, but unfortunately, he's just the greatest chiropractor ever. So I finally had to go back to him. And anyway, it turns out Standard Process is doing some reorganizing. They took away his account rep, and he said, I'm open to hearing some new stuff. So I said, okay. So I started to share with them some things. Funny enough, his wife was prescribed REMAG by a doctor in town. So she ended up having to take it right under his nose. And then I went in there a couple weeks ago and he's like, man, I've got this terrible pneumonia. Can't get rid of it. You know, I've been working this way now for 4 weeks. And I said, dude, I said, you have to nebulize our Pico Silver. And he said, well, I have been using colloidal silver. I have Argentin 23. And I said, no, you have to ne nebulize our Pico Silver. So Greg's also a good friend with them. Greg buzzed it over there, a nebulizer and the Pico Silver. He called me 2 days later and he said, that's it. I'm sold. Sign me up. He said, this stuff is amazing. And then he proceeded to order a bunch of bottles of Pico Silver for everybody to sell to his clients. So yeah, it's when people experience the difference with our products, that's But sometimes you can't, people are just jaded, and also, they know what they know, and they think they already do have the best, and they're not really thinking they have something that's the worst. And so, yeah, he had a shocking experience, though. He said he couldn't get over it, just couldn't believe it.
Wow. And you've been talking to him probably for 6 or 8 years, right?
Since 2010, because he was Greg's chiropractor before I came along. Greg's known him since 2007.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well, and then you show up right when he needs to get the blessing, and it worked for him. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, the nebulizer. So yeah, everybody get on Amazon and get one of these little cute little handheld nebulizers. Melody Rose, if you have that URL, if you could put it on there. It works either batteries or as a you what is it? A USB port. And so you could travel with it. It's, the size of a big hand. Okay, so moving on. Okay, Ginny.
Yeah.
This week's blog, another long blog about food allergies and food intolerance. And food allergies by allopathic medicine, it's mainly they have to see a blood test to say, oh, yeah, that's a food allergy. They don't really trust you if you just say, oh, I get a headache when I eat this, and your blood test doesn't show an IgE reaction, immunoglobulin E. And they mostly think in allopathic medicine of skin having hives or rashes or trouble breathing or sneezing, itching noses, anaphylaxis, then they'll believe you. And they've narrowed it down to nuts and seeds, especially peanuts and sesame seeds, shellfish. Of course, there's the gluten grains and milk, eggs, and soy. Those are the main ones. But you can be, quote, sensitive, allergic, intolerant to just about anything. And that is because when you have yeast overgrowth, the yeast irritates your gastrointestinal tract and allows incompletely digested food molecules to be absorbed, and then your body reacts. I mean, my best story is of this 10-year-old boy. His mother came in to tell me he's been having these terrible headaches, and she doesn't know what's going on. And I said, what did you change? What did you do? Well, I'm even giving him carrot juice every day, and he likes it and blah blah. So I said, well, stop the carrot juice, and lo and behold, the headaches went away. It was either too sweet for him, or he was reacting to having too much of it. So anything can be suspect. And the article itself or blog is at drcarolindean.com. You can send it to friends and family because a lot of people are sensitive to what they're eating and they're not figuring it out. And it doesn't even have to be the food. I know Bob, many years ago, I was more way back in med school, he was eating commercial oranges and he'd get a scratchy throat when he ate them. And that was from the pesticides on the oranges. When we eat our organic oranges, as we have now for whatever 30 or 40 years, there's no scratchiness. And what you do if you think that a food may be affecting you, some days you have a headache, some days you have joint pain. I mean, you do the thing where you make a half fist, you just bend the first three joints, or the only three joints of your fingers, you bend them down to touch the top of your palm. And if you have fluid retention, you're not going to be able to touch the t tip top of your palm. I used to get so swollen from eating soy in New York, and I get swollen under the eyes as well. So you can, with a food diary and just some common sense, figure out what foods you aren't digesting or what don't work for you. Sometimes after a gastrointestinal bout, a gastrointestinal infection, you can strip off some of the digestive enzymes in your intestines and go through a period of allergies or even kick up a gluten allergy. So, I mean, there's a lot of words here, but there's a lot of good information to help you decide if maybe you're suffering from food allergies. What do you think, Jenny? Anything to input? I mean, there's a lot more to it. There's, the people with the blood type diets. I'm just, doing an overview of food allergy and food intolerance here.
Yes, I think the blog was very good. I read it and I really liked it. I think it's got lots of great information in it.
Okay, anything on the chat before I go to my different articles?
Okay, let's see what we're talking about. I have numerous food intolerances and I have a merry-go-round with candida infections. I am hoping I can stop this with Dr. Dean's formulas. So you're saying Pico Silver and Flora Revive. Anything else, Carolyn?
Well, it's good to be on all our formulas because they're all very basic. You want the omega-3 fatty acids to help solidify your cell membranes with good fatty acids. If your cell membranes are leaky, then you're going to get more histamine reactions to little bits of incompletely digested food that get into your bloodstream. You want your vitamin D for your immune system, the vitamin C as a natural antihistamine. The REMAG is a natural antihistamine as well. So all of it will work. When you end up, as this person is saying, can't eat all these foods, have yeast, it's a vicious cycle. It may be getting to the total body meltdown that I talk about where you have to prop up your adrenals and your thyroid, thyroid with Remite. All these things need to be propped up, and the groundwork with our dietary supplements. And I counted, I mean, including our restructure and this and that, we have about 12 formulas, and that really isn't that many. When you look at so many of the other doctors with their hundreds of products and you can't figure it out, we have a reason for every one of our formulas, and they cover all the basic vitamins and minerals. And that includes doing the sea salt in your water. So if you can possibly afford it, I would take all the formulas.
Very good. Very good. Michelle says, question for Dr. Dean. I invested in an infrared sauna in my house years ago. Is there a safe way I can still enjoy it? I find it very relaxing. Also, what do you think about red light therapy?
I think infrared sauna, I haven't heard anything negative about them. I used to do the just standard saunas. I even had a sauna box once. I thought they were awesome. But living in Maui, you walk outside and you're pretty much in a sauna, so I haven't needed them here. The red light therapy, I know Jenny's used them. Used it for her sweet dog when he had his injury. I've tried the red light and I haven't noticed any benefits, or maybe I didn't need it. I don't know. I have no real input on red light, but maybe Ginny has from her using it.
The red light therapy that I used was from a veterinarian company. It was just the standard 680, 850 nanometer light. I personally like it. We have them at home. I started for the dog. You find out you can use them for humans. I've enjoyed using it. I do think, to Carolyn's point, you've got to have minerals in your body foundationally because the purpose of the red light is to feed mitochondria energy. So it's adding biophotons to your system. And so if you're feeding your mitochondria energy through biophotons at certain nanometers of light, then they can perform better in terms of healing. But if you don't have magnesium and the other assets that mitochondria require, then you're going to be feeding your body and it's still not going to be able to really take it in and do its full benefit with it. So I think, you've just got to use it in the way it's designed to be used, but also know you're not going to use it without the minerals because that's really the game changer. And of course, all my animals have been on the minerals as well.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's interesting. There a lot of these therapies they do say it's to help your mitochondria, but your mitochondria mainly need magnesium. And there's other vitamins and minerals that the mitochondria use too, which are within all our formulas, but the main thing is magnesium. That's why I harp on it all the time. Shall I proceed?
Yes, I think that's the only question we had. Yep.
Okay, so Mercola did a article on holistic treatment options for restless leg syndrome. So, of course, I just get up on my little soapbox and say, you don't need holistic treatment options when you treat restless leg syndrome with magnesium. People need holistic treatment options when they don't take enough magnesium to eliminate the problem. That's usually a magnesium deficiency condition. I mean, seriously, this is what so many clickbait articles out there. And I don't know if he even mentioned, or whoever wrote it, mentioned magnesium in this whole article. And people who don't understand that magnesium is really helpful for any muscle or nerve problem, they end up in the doctor's office and they end up on medications. They call it a neurological disorder. It's an irresistible urge to move your legs, often accompanied by unpleasant sensations such as tingling or burning. And they appear during periods of rest or inactivity, worse at night, disrupting sleep. So, one of the things that I hadn't realized, it apparently affects 7 to 10% of Americans. That's a lot of people, 1 in 10 people. And they admit that while medications are available, they may worsen symptoms long term. And this promotes interest in alternatives. And they listed, oh, exercise and yoga and this and that. They might have even mentioned red light and Chinese herbs and on and on and on, stretching. But it wasn't until the very end they actually mentioned, because Mercola knows about magnesium, the role of magnesium and vitamin D in managing restless legs. They say that magnesium supports nerve and muscle function, while vitamin D plays a role in dopamine regulation. Well, so does magnesium, actually. Individuals with low levels of these nutrients often experience more severe restless legs. So you start with magnesium. Now, I've read in the past that iron is also useful, but the thing is with iron, the body holds on to iron very strongly, but if you don't have enough copper to make ceruloplasmin, which is the protein carrier for iron, then your iron is going to end up in the wrong places. So the treatment for What if people think it's iron deficiency, the treatment is actually copper, which is in our zinc plus copper. Because if you take copper, you bounce out your zinc. If you take zinc, you bounce out your copper. So it's good to take them together. And I'll stop again for my dear friend Ginny, who's been with us for 10 years. Hi, Ginny. Well, even before, I mean, I've known you what, since 2007, 8? What do you think?
2010. Yep,
2010. Okay.
2010.
Well,
I've had restless leg until I started Dr. Dean's Remax. That's Alan. That's our very precious Alan. He's the most precious.
yeah.
What do you think for dry eyes or sore eyes from too much computer time, Carolyn?
Yeah. I used to use homeopathic eye drops for my dry eyes. I have dry eyes. But then they took it off the market, and it's I think a simple thing is just a little dab of castor oil. You can get nice organic castor oil and just put a little drop on your finger, and you just with on your closed eye, you just sort of wipe across your closed eye, and then the oil will, a little bit of it, I guess, will get into your eye. I used to drop a whole drop in my eye, and that was just too yucky. So that's one thing. I think what the castor oil does is it kind of lubricates the lymphatics around there and tries to get some movement going. I think that's about there are all kinds of drops and whatnot. I know I keep a glass of water by my bed, and if I wake up and my eye just doesn't want to open, and see what happens when it's dry and you open your eye, you tear off a couple little microscopic cells and you have a little short pain episode. So I'll just keep some water in a glass, and I'll put my finger in the water and dab it a lot across my closed eye. The water gets in and it lubricates it. So that's probably TMI, too much information, but that's what I know about dry eyes because I got them.
Now, Alan says with dry eyes, you have to wash your lids with baby shampoo. Have you ever heard of that, Carolyn?
Yeah, when you look under a microscope at your eyelids, there's all kinds of little, could be little, like mini organisms that line your eyes and irritate them and cause itching. I don't know if they cause dry eyes, that type of organism. I thought it was more just like the itchy eyelids. So, and yeah, the baby shampoo that they use that because it
Okay.
doesn't burn your eyes.
So you're killing critters. Killing little critters around your eyes. Wow. Well, I guess the oil glands in your eyes dry up. Is that what that is? With the no more tears type of thing?
Yeah, it could be the oil glands or just the lymphatics. It's hard to say. It can be the environment too. If in the winter time, in areas where you really should be using a humidifier, I mean, everything can dry out. In Arizona, I remember going to Arizona in the summer, and everybody was just, their skin was cracking with all the dryness.
Wow, very good. Okay, well, I just never heard of that. This is great information. So much fun. And castor oil on the outside of your eyelid. Fantastic. Fantastic.
So we've got an article now in Medscape. They're finally being worried about antimicrobial resistance, where the antibiotics stop working. They call it AMR. They shorten everything. So they're saying AMR could surpass cancer as a leading cause of death by 2050 if the aliens let us live that long. But anyway, They're deciding that it's globally recognized as one of the greatest health threats of the 21st century, responsible for 1.27 million deaths annually. If no measures are taken promptly, AMR could lead to more deaths than cancer. So they finally came to the point in the article. I mean, what are they going to do? They've been talking about this for decades, and all they do is make stronger antibiotics that then the body, the animals, everybody gets used to and then resistant to. So here's the answer, Ginny. This is a huge problem, they say. And vaccination could be part of the solution.
No.
This is what these pontificating clowns are saying. Let it be vaccines. Unbelievable. So this was a report on World AMR Awareness Week in November, where they highlighted the critical role of vaccination to counter the rise of resistant pathogens. They talked about antibiotics losing effectiveness. While antibiotics were once miracle drugs, they have now stopped or almost stopped working against certain bacteria. And yeah, their solution is vaccines. And another clown, I'm going to just call these people clowns from now on, that was interviewed, urged healthcare professionals to prioritize vaccinating at-risk populations that include the elderly and pregnant women with flu and COVID vaccines. Another Pfizer clown said that we continue to develop new vaccines and technologies, and the COVID crisis has reinforced the critical role of vaccination in combating AMR. And what they didn't talk about, silver. What did we talk about a minute ago? Using a nebulized silver on someone who had a month of pneumonia. After 2 days, it was clearing. So they'll never go there because it's not patented, but everybody listening and reading what we write about, or as much as we can say, because we can't tell people that we can help you with our formulas or we'll get shut down. So you have to keep passing the word along, because they're not going to stop making new drugs and forcing vaccinations on people. So there.
So there.
So, I can move on, or do you have any questions for me?
Let's see, we don't have any question. We don't have any questions. We do have one where people are talking about the fact that they actually put castor oil in their eyes.
Yeah.
Except of putting on it outside. So, should you put it in your eyes?
You can. Yeah, I mentioned that. I used to,
Oh,
drop it in
okay.
my eye, but then it's just so sticky. And once, if you're, how do you do it? You have to lie down to do it. And then you have probably some sticky oil on your fingers, and you have to get Bob to go and get you a face cloth and wash your hand. I mean, it's just easier to swipe a little across your eye and just do it every night. And that will, I think what it's doing, it'll probably kill off the little mites in your eyelids, as well as stimulate your lymphatic channels to help lubricate your eyes.
Okay, perfect. I understand now. All right, that's complete, everybody. Very good. Okay, yes, we may press on.
Okay. What does science say about coffee? So I listen to Scott Adams, a Dilbert cartoonist, most mornings, because I think he has a wicked sense of humor, and he's pretty bright, and he gives a, real interesting take on what's going on in the world. And his podcast is called Coffee with Scott Adams, so he's big on coffee. Always talking about all the positive coffee studies. And of course, I don't drink coffee, so I don't have any attachment to it. And I'm concerned about it because when people drink more than, and they're agreeing more than 4 cups a day, it can overstimulate you. And I have concerns about it being used to wake you up and, oh, I can't do anything without my first coffee. And you're so dependent on coffee. And I think you're treating a magnesium deficiency when you think coffee is what you need to wake you up. So Natural Health 365 is where this article starts. Could your daily caffeine habit be hurting your heart? And you know how big I am on trying to help support people's hearts. So for many, a daily dose of caffeine is a staple. Recent research suggests consuming high amounts, over 400 milligrams of caffeine each day, might increase one's risk for cardiovascular issues, even among otherwise healthy adults. An average 8 ounce cup has 100 milligrams, so that's 4 cups of coffee a day. Regular caffeine might disrupt the body's parasympathetic system, which is re responsible for maintaining a relaxed state and managing heart rate and blood pressure. Over time, this disturbance could increase the risk of hypertension and other cardiovascular issues. So then they talk about the 400 milligrams, and I'm saying use REMAG, not caffeine, for energy and a clear head. And then I quickly came across a couple more articles. Caffeine is a powerful insecticide. It's a stimulant and a laxative. It wakes you up and makes you go. Coffee affects how your body uses energy. So then there again, for your ATP energy, you use your REMAG. But after you drink the coffee, there's a slump. There's no slump with REMAG. Caffeine is medicating sleep deprivation. And lots of studies show benefits, but is this just association and not causation? And you could get any condition and create a study and show that it either helps or harms. So I guess people just have to, see how they feel on coffee, and if, just 1 or 2 a day is enough for them, and make sure you get your REMAG, because we certainly have enough feedback from people who tell us, well, when I started taking my REMAG, I didn't even want to drink coffee. You remember those studies, Ginny?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I quit coffee with Remite.
Oh,
Yeah.
interesting. So, and the fatigue and headaches are caffeine withdrawal. And I seriously know that. I don't drink coffee, but I do coffee enemas. And there was a time when I was doing coffee enemas every day. And if I thought, oh, I don't need, I won't have a coffee enema today, I would feel a headache coming on. And I thought, oh, I must be really toxic. I need the coffee enema again. And it was just caffeine withdrawal, for Pete's sakes. So that's that about coffee. And the next article is about alcohol. This is Mercola. Alcohol consumption, even at low levels, can negatively impact brain structure, reducing overall brain volume and affecting gray and white matter integrity. I didn't realize that till I read this article. So this is interesting. So it appears that it's because alcohol, the ethanol in alcoholic drinks is converted to acetaldehyde, a toxic substance that damages cells indiscriminately, leading to various health issues, including increased cancer risk. Alcohol disrupts gut health by killing beneficial bacteria, potentially causing leaky gut syndrome, triggering inflammatory responses affecting your liver and brain. Regular alcohol consumption can alter hormonal balance, increasing estrogen levels and potentially raising cancer risk, especially breast cancer. But I would also say that Alcohol promotes yeast overgrowth, and yeast itself produces acetaldehyde. Our realign helps the liver metabolize alcohol, but abstaining completely is the safest option for optimal health. Abstaining completely, I mean, I'll have my margarita when I go to North Carolina and visit the greatest margarita maker in the universe, Ginny Sanders, right, Ginny?
Yes, it makes me sad to think that I'm even slightly responsible for shrinking your brain.
Oh, I got more brain to go around. Don't you
That's
worry.
right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny just to think about a little sip of margarita and then shrinking brain. Yeah.
Yeah, and you think about the way we're receiving information these days. So much, on the internet. We're all on the internet. We haven't had a TV in decades. And you'll see these studies. And if you don't know who's funding them, you find out pretty quickly, because the positive studies on alcohol, which there are many, are going to be put out by the alcohol industry or the wine producers, and the same with coffee. So nothing is to be trusted. You just trust how you feel, right,
Ah,
Ginny? Yeah.
very good, very good. If I don't feel my brain shrinking, I'm going to keep drinking that margarita then.
Exactly. And yeah, when you take things that, oh, I don't know about this, try to bless them a little bit and say, oh, I'm just going to love this. It's going to taste so fine. And even if my fingers do swell up, I don't care. It's like me with my chocolate avocado, coconut cream, banana pudding, and cacao. I think it's very healthy. It's got all the avocados, the coconut cream, the sweeteners, just ripe bananas, the cacao. I mean, that's high in magnesium, a little bit of vanilla. And it's just the most delicious dessert with a little bit of fruit. So I'm pretty much addicted to that right now, Ginny.
Yeah, well, that's a good addiction to have. Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, any questions on our final turn?
Let's see. I think we're skedaddling along online. And Jeffrey just said before, besides Flora Revive and Pico Silver, what can you do to eliminate bad bacteria in the gut?
Well, that's the main thing. The Argentum 23 people who have the colloidal silver, which is probably second best to ours, which, as you heard Ginny say about her chiropractor, he was using Argentum 23 and it didn't budge his pneumonia, but our Pico Silver did. And what the Argentum people did was they would get people taking several teaspoons, up to 6 teaspoons of their silver a day, along with 1 ounce of aloe. So the aloe juice would kind of slow things down and keep the silver adjacent to the intestinal lining for long enough to sort of sweep up the bacteria. So I think I've written about that in some of my books, that with the Pico Silver, then, if you're trying to get rid of a gut condition, you would just put the 1 teaspoon of Pico Silver in 1 ounce of aloe juice and take that 6 times a day. Do That's the treatment that they recommend for bad bowel conditions.
Oh,
It,
nice.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, aloe is so healing.
Yeah, I don't use it enough. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. I think we're doing good. A couple minutes to the top of the show. What do you want for Christmas, Dr. Dean?
I want our firm and my Pear Genius Foundation to get more grants so that I can give it to the farmer and we can expand our operation. And that is happening anyway. We are expanding our operation. We're moving into the next door condo, busting down the walls and making our establishment just awesome. Awesome.
Oh,
Yeah.
nice,
I know.
nice.
And then we'll buy up more land so that we can keep it away from who's buying it. Bill Gates and the Chinese are buying up all mainland farmland. Better watch out, people. Watch out.
Oof.
That's what I want for
Now,
next year.
how are you coming with your freeze drying operation?
Yeah, that turned into such a big, like regulation wise, what we have to do to set up a online store. We have to inventory, and we have like 100 products, and so we're still going through all that. I mean, it's going to come along, and then we have to build a some sort of warehouse to house a couple of huge 10 tray freeze dryers. Get someone in there chopping up the vegetables 24/7 and running the machines. It's a big operation, but we're doing
Well,
it. We're doing it.
yeah.
We had to build a big new condominium for the chickens. They weren't, well, I don't, they were okay where they were, but we had like 800 chickens and they were starting to hatch in the trees. So we couldn't get to their eggs. So we had to build a big condominium for them. And it goes on and on. The deer started coming, so we had to build fencing around to keep the deer out. And then the roads get broken down and we have to grade them, and we can't afford to pave them. It's farming is a lot of work. It's amazing.
Wow, that does sound like a lot. That does sound like a lot. Wow. Okay. So that's very good. Very good.
But see, it's so important. I love it. There's no complaints really. Tomorrow I go to the Tuesday market in Wailea Farmers Market, and we have awesome customers, and we have like 10 tables spread out with all our produce, and they come along with, we have baskets for them. They pull all their vegetables, and we check them out, and it's just so much fun. And a few people now are on my products, and they're saying, "Oh, Dr. Dean, you saved my life. Thank you." So then people go, "Oh, you're a doctor? I have stayed so quiet for so long, but now, I'm just not going to shut up." This
Hey, Joan.
one, what?
Tell the story. The 40-year-old who overheard your name. That's a
Oh,
good one.
right. Okay. Yeah. Mute yourself, Bob.
Yep.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, a woman, okay. Yeah. She was checking out with me, and beside me, there was a guy who's a chef, and he had approached me because he heard I help people, and he had horrible paresthesias and numbness and tingling and pain throughout his body. And just before he found me, he said that someone told them it could be the hand sanitizers. So being a chef, he had used industrial strength
Ugh.
sanitizers, and was washing everything, and he got he was using bare hands and everything. So he absorbed all this stuff, and it started to irritate his nervous system. So when he told me this, he told me a story, and I said, "Well, let's just start you on some Remag and Realign to detoxify, and Remag for healing the nerves." And within, a couple of weeks, he was just saying, "Oh my gosh, I am getting better." And he talked to customer service, and I think he added some more things. So now he's at the checkout saying, "Oh, doc, how you doing? You saved my life. Can't believe it. I feel so good." So then someone else called, "Oh, hey, Carolyn, what's the price of this?" So the woman in front of me, she said, "Doctor Carolyn, are you Dr. Dean? Are you the magnesium doctor?" And so I've finally been recognized, Jenny. They
That's
found
so
me out.
funny.
It is funny. It
Are you there, Carolyn?
your day. I don't think I said it like that, but oh, I've got something for you then. So I reached in my big bag and I pulled out magnesium, the missing link to total health. I carry a couple with me all the time. And I gave her a copy, a little gift. She said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Oh, my so-and-so friends aren't going to believe it. Oh, are you going to be here next week? Oh, I can't believe it." So it was really cute. And it's not something I require at all, but it was very sweet. Bob seems to require me to brag about myself. So this.
I get to hear about it. So you faded out. The point where she recognizes who you are, she then says, "I'm on your products."
Yeah.
We didn't hear that sentence. You got drowned out. And then
Okay.
you then pulled out your book and said, "Well, here, it's your lucky day. Here's this." And she was shocked that you had a present for her.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very sweet. So yeah, I'm very determined to talk more about this where it with the MAHA movement, Make America Healthy Again. We have been doing that, and I'm making that information available to the Maha people, and I don't know that they'll do anything with it, but I'm sure there are other people, other doctors, other programs like mine where they're helping people, but certainly nobody has the picometer size stabilized minerals that are necessary for our foundational building blocks.
Yeah,
So
100%.
we have a very easy answer for people. Like Ginny said, if give some pico silver and a nebulizer to someone who's hacking and coughing and see it help them. Prove to people. Give them the REMAG and see them start to sleep and say, "Oh my gosh." Because, yeah, people are very sadly cynical now because they've been through so much. They don't believe in anything. So you have to prove it to them. Yay.
Yay, yay, yay. Well, that sounds like a perfect ending to our show. Everybody, get out there and prove it. That's what I love. But yes, we've got our regular weekly warriors with us on the radio show, and they're such great people. Be sure to invite a friend. We always have all kinds of show bonuses for people who do that. Oh my gosh, Carolyn.
What?
Speaking of show bonuses, I almost forgot. I promised that we were going to do a one night only 30% off of our vitamin C products. So Whole C and the Vitamin Reset Powder is on sale tonight only for our radio show audience. Dr. Dean's Christmas is the code. Dr. Dean's Christmas, capital Dr., capital Dean's, capital Christmas. So if you don't have any vitamin C powder or Whole C, be sure to get that. Fit 30% off. Great deal. Stick it in your cart tonight and we'll get it right out the door to you. So Dr. Dean's Christmas.
And this is so important. I've been talking about vitamin C being necessary to break down the, well, to support your collagen production, to build up your arteries that have been broken down by lack of collagen. I'm taking 6 grams of vitamin C now. I used to just take maybe 2 grams. So no, I'm taking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 6 grams of vitamin C so that I can prevent my body from building up the plaque with cholesterol that jams into arteries that have been sort of torn apart a bit because the collagen is lacking. You have to have this vitamin C. Anybody you know that has heart disease, they have to be taking 6 to 10 grams of vitamin C, and you have to get that book, Practicing Medicine Without a License. And a question mark comes after at the end. Practicing Medicine Without a License goes through Dr. Linus Pauling's work with vitamin C and heart disease. They relegated him to be just Oh, his vitamin C in the common cold, that's all he's known for. He was curing people of heart disease with vitamin C and lysine, lysine. We have that in our restructure, but you should take more of that if you have any sort of heart disease. So that's our gift, is helping your heart with our vitamin C.
That's right. That's right. So grab some, make sure you've got some, add some for your mailman. It's probably got calcification from sitting in that ridiculous mail truck all day long. And help as many people as you can. So we're going to have a great holiday season. Thank you, Dr. Dean. We'll be back next Monday night, the 23rd. We'll be back the following week on the 30th. And we look forward to everybody joining us as per usual, right, Dr. Dean?
As per usual, but with awesome newness all the time.
Awesome newness all the time. Boo-hoo!
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate
Thank you,
you.
everybody. Have a great night.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Doctor of the Future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.